Good morning, this is Amy, and today I'll be reading from 1 Samuel 13, verse 16, to chapter 14, verse 14. Saul and his son Jonathan and the men with them were staying in Gibeah in Benjamin while the Philistines camped at Michmash. Raiding parties went out from the Philistine camps in three detachments. One turned towards Ophrah in the vicinity of Shunel, another towards Beth Horon, and the third towards the borderland overlooking the valley of Zeboim, facing the wilderness. Not a blacksmith could be found in the whole land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, "Otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears." So all Israel went down to the Philistines to have their plough points, mattocks, axes and sickles sharpened. The price was 2/3 of a shekel for sharpening plough points and mattocks, and 1/3 of a shekel for sharpening forks and axes, and for repointing goads. So on the day of the battle, not a soldier with Saul or Jonathan had a sword or a spear in his hand. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had them. Now a detachment of Philistines had gone out to the pass at Michmash. One day, Jonathan, son of Saul, said to his young armour bearer, "Come, let's go over to the Philistine outpost on the other side." But he did not tell his father. Saul was staying on the outskirts of Gibeah under a pomegranate tree in Migron. With him were about 600 men, among whom was Abijah, who was wearing an ephod. He was son of Ichabod's brother, Atub, son of Phinehas, the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh. No one was aware that Jonathan had left. On each side of the pass that Jonathan intended to cross to reach the Philistine outpost was a cliff, one called Buzzes and the other Senna. One cliff stood to the north towards Michmash and the other to the south towards Gibeah. Jonathan said to his young armour bearer, "Come, let's go over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." "Do all that you have in mind," his armour bearer said. "Go ahead, I am with you, heart and soul." Jonathan said, "Come on then, we will cross over towards them and let them see us. If they say to us, 'Wait there until we come to you,' we will stay where we are and not go up to them. But if they say, 'Come up to us,' we will climb up, because that will be our sign that the Lord has given them into our hands." So both of them showed themselves to the Philistine outpost. "Look," said the Philistines, "the Hebrews are crawling out of the holes they were hiding in." The men of the outpost shouted to Jonathan and his armour bearer, "Come up to us and we'll teach you a lesson." So Jonathan said to his armour bearer, "Climb up after me. The Lord has given them into the hand of Israel." Jonathan climbed up using his hands and feet and his armour bearer right behind him. The Philistines fell before Jonathan and his armour bearer followed and killed behind him. In the first attack, Jonathan and his armour bearer killed some 20 men in an area of about half an acre. What really struck me in this passage was Jonathan's faith and trust in God. He believes nothing is impossible for God. Verse 6 said, "Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." What incredible belief in God's ability and his love for his people, that he will save his people who he loves. Jonathan also believes in God's power to work through him. He was willing to make himself available and see what God did. He didn't shy away and refuse to act like his father Saul. He made himself available to God and was prepared and expectant for God to work through him. As the Enduring Bible commentary said, he knew the battle was the Lord's, but he didn't just pray, lay down his sword, pray that God would solve the problem and strike them all down, but got his sword ready and trusted God would use him and work through him to strike down his enemies. I'm challenged by the incredible example Jonathan is to us, to make sure that we are active in our faith and available to God, however he may want to use us and work through us. With God, anything is impossible. And although he doesn't need us, he often uses us to grow us and develop our faith and trust in him. I'm challenged to make sure that I am open and make myself available to God each day, however he may want to use me. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the examples in your word of such incredible faith that encourages us. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to, like Jonathan, be bold and brave in our faith and trust in you, and know that nothing is impossible with you, and to make ourselves available, Lord, to you. I pray that you'll help us to be open to anything that you want us to do, and however you may want to work through us each and every day. Pray that we'll hear you clearly and that we'll take those steps, even though it will take, faith and require us to step out. And Lord, I also pray that you'll help us to be loyal like the armor bearer. Father God, he was so loyal to Jonathan and completely followed him and trusted him and Jonathan and his faith. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us where there are people you call us to support, Lord, to be loyal and helpful to them too. Amen.